As the pandemic hit in 2020, small businesses like this nail salon in Washington, D.C. were forced to shut down. They hoped temporarily, not knowing if they would make it through. Looking around D.C. streets, it's clear to see how many did not. But for Amanda Moreno, relief. They made it, and her business is busy again. But now the question, with so much talk of a pending recession, will it last?
And so when you ask me, are we nervous about the economy? Of course we are, but there is only so much that we can control. And right now, the only thing that we can control is to continue to provide our clients with experience that allows them to relax and forget a little bit about the crazy world out there.
It's a global issue hanging over all economies, both rich and poor. And in its report, the World Bank says there is no sign of a quick turnaround anytime soon.
So here's what the World Bank predicts as far as global growth. They said last year it was 3.1%, and they said this year it's going to go down a full percentage point to 2.1% and only slightly rebound in the following year in 2024, just 2.4%.
Their reasons: continued issues around the pandemic, Russia's war in Ukraine, slower than expected growth in China, and worldwide inflation. And as the Federal Reserve and other central banks raise interest rates to combat it, the developing countries are paying the steepest price because it costs a lot more now to borrow money.
So this higher debt payments eating up what needs to be used for health and education in these developing economies, especially these low-income countries.
A forecast not just of lower growth numbers, but for what it actually means. The poorest in the world, suffering even more in the years ahead. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.